यति बाँधिनु पुराना सोच पुराना विचारहरूमा, कति ठोकिनु पूर्व निर्धारित मान्यताका खुड्किलाहरूमा, कति बन्नु डेट एक्सपायर्ड विचारहरूको ग्राहक, कति बन्नु सानो साँगुरो कुवाको भ्याकुता। आफ्ना विचारहरूलाई गरेर सम्बन्ध विच्छेद, नयाँ दृष्टिकोणबाट संसारलाई हेरौँ। दिस इज योर अनम्यारिड होस्ट सुदर्शन पौडेल। आउनुहोस् अनम्यारिड आइडिया स्टार्ट गरौँ।
ऑलराइट, हेलो हेलो, माइक चेक माइक चेक। ओके, वेयर डू आई स्टार्ट? हाउ लॉन्ग हैज इट बीन? व्हाट आर यू डूइंग हियर? लेट्स गेट इनटू द टॉपिक सीधे। टॉक स्टैनहोप। ओके, फक, इट हैज बीन सो लॉन्ग। कस्तो वियर्ड भएर आई हैव रिटन हियर। Start with Work by Khalil Gibran. Work is love made visible. And if you cannot work with love, but only with distaste, it is better that you should leave your work and sit at the gate of the temple and take alms of those who work with joy. For if you bake bread with indifference, you bake a bitter bread that feeds but half man's hunger. This relates to Doc Stanhope's. Hopefully I'll be able to come back and like bhanna khojeko kura sanga chai yo phrase, yo poem ko excerpt lai chai relate garaun sakchu hola. And also this relates with the podcast. So today's topic is about fame and Doc Stanhope. Imagine someone who has been doing what he does, especially creative field ma, for more than 30 years, and someone who is so prolific that they can create an hour within few months, who can tour and who have a very strong legion of fans. And they are not bad at all. They are not like some cheap comedian. They are not some mainstream popularly accepted comedian. Jo chai ekdam basic. Have this ever happened to you? Kali kali kapda yasto huncha athwa. Has this ever happened to you? Pet ko barema kura garla re. PET, not like manchiko pet. Anyways, someone who's not that alkiti tyo cheap type ko literary sense ma chai tyo rom-com athwa chai testo khale lekhne. Ani imagine someone who's very talented, who's very prolific, who's very observant, ekdam deep thinking bhako, but they can only be like that because of their demons, because of who they are as a person, how they live. For example, the person that we're talking about, Doc Stanhope, he drinks. Even in his performance, he's usually seen with a cigarette in his hand, between his fingers, and rest of his fingers holding a bottle of beer. And if he's not drunk, if he's not drinking, if he's not smoking, if he's not destroying his health or destroying his... destroying. Is that a proper word? Is that a good word to describe this? Anyways, if he's not actually fucked up, he cannot be who he is and who he is on stage. Or like manchile uslai je rupma chincha tyo hunako lagi chai उसलाई चाहिँ यो सब कुराहरू चाहिन्छ. हि निज टु ड्रिङ्क, हि निज टु स्मोक, हि निज टु लिभ दिस आउटल्यान्डिस लाइफ. बट पिपुल हु सी हिम पर्फर्म, दे विल ओन्ली सी हिम एज अ पर्फर्मर. दे विल ओन्ली सी हिम एज एन पर्सन हु मेक्स पिपुल लाफ, हु मेक्स, हु स्पिक्स अबाउट दिस अब्जर्भेसन्स. दे लुक एट हिम एन्ड से, इफ ओन्ली हि कुड नट ड्रिङ्क, इफ ओन्ली हि कुड नट स्मोक, इफ ओन्ली हि कुड गेट हिज एक्ट टुगेदर, then maybe you would be the greatest stand-up comic of all time. maybe we would become like beaters or Shakespeare, let's say. It's a bit of a stretch, but obliges. But what if we could not be that without those things? Hunter S. Thompson, a famous American journalist and writer, was also a prolific drinker, drug abuser, and a wild person. He has this quote. He says, "Sex, drugs, and insanity have always worked for me, but I would not recommend them for anyone." Or to correct myself, everyone. So, there are these sort of people who live their life as if it is the last day on the planet Earth. People use this phrase, "Timro jindagi ko har ek din yesari bachhyo ki tyo timro aakhri din hos." And I remember my college days when we did a thought experiment, when one of my English teachers said, "Okay, what would you do on your last day?" त्यो समय सायद मैले डग डे आफ्टरनुन भन्ने फिल्म रिसेन्टली हेरेको थिएँ. सो आई सेड टु हिम द्याट ओके मेबी आई जस्ट वाच. सुरुमा चाहिँ आई वाज अल्सो आई एम स्टिल अ भेरी बिग ट्यारेन्टिनो फ्यान, बट देयर वाज दिस हाई अफ डग डे आफ्टरनुन एन्ड आई सेड टु हिम ओके म बिहान उठ्थेँ, त्यसपछि गएर आरामले दिन लाइक दिनको सुरुवात युजली जे गर्थेँ त्यही गर्थेँ. देन आई वुड वाच पल्प फिक्सन मेबी आरामले बसेर, जस्ट नट लाइक कुनै फिल्म क्रिटिकले जसरी एकदमै एनालाइज गरेर, होइन, चिल, जस्ट इन्जोय, एप्रिसिएट द फिल्म, एन्ड देन वेक अप. इफ आई नो द्याट दिस इज गोइङ टु माई लास्ट डे, देन आई वुड फाइन्ड अ गन एन्ड गो रब अ ब्याङ्क. I know if I even rob it successfully, the money ko lagi na, just because I know it is my last day. People have this optimistic view of humankind, and sometimes I also do. But if the chaos comes, for example, let's say pandemic that we all witnessed, unless like you're just born and you're listening to it after many years. Alright, hey. We all witnessed pandemic when like suru suru ma chai ekdamai dherai thyo usu dakhe ta. You saw any people are so mean. People can be so defensive. People can be so evil just because they are trying to protect themselves. Or not even just protect. Whatever might be the reason. There's this side of human beings. There's this side of humanity that can lead to extreme situations. Holocaust comes in mind, or some other just bato mai dekhine abuse or athwa jese kya. So we might, like, however good we might think of people, however good we might think humanity is, at the end of the day there's also that dark side. And just tying it all back to Doc Stanhope and creativity. So if there's that dark side where our mind goes, our impulse for violence, our impulse for pain, our impulse for suffering, our impulse for chaos, impulse of desire or inclination, whatever you might call it, there's that part of our mind jo chai khushi shanti haru ko avastha ma pani it will kind of go there. If you channel that part of your brain and pour it into creativity, then you'll get Hunter S. Thompson, you'll get Charles Bukowski, you'll get Franz Kafka. And in the same line of Kafka, you'll get Virginia Woolf, Sylvia Plath. But they seem somehow a little bit beaten. But in terms of Bukowski, Hunter S. Thompson, and Doc Stanhope, who is also an author. So, as I'm talking about other people, these are authors, so
I'm just bringing Doc Stanhope into the mix as well. Then, if you have that a little bit cynical side of things, if you are not beaten up by the world and given up hope, well, hope in the sense that, like, आफैले आफैबाट चाहिँ त्यो हार खाइसके जस्तो त्यो गरेर छैन भने चाहिँ यु विल गेट पिपल लाइक डक स्टानो हु विल लिभ लाइफ हु विल गो थ्रु लाइफ हु विल नट किल देमसेल्फ इफ यु थिङ्क अबाउट वर्जिनिया वुल्फ इफ यु थिङ्क अबाउट सिल्भिया प्लाथ इफ यु थिङ्क अबाउट काफ्का आइ एम नट एक्ज्याक्टली स्योर अबाउट काफ्का बट लेट्स से इभन भोइड अबाउट एल दिस पिपल जस्ट ended their life, they gave up. But if you do not give up, if you just go through this thinker life, but in a way that you're not like, oh, hopeful, optimistic, this to anyone say, you'll get this sort of people who will express themselves, who will channel their darker sides, but that side that they channel, that they express, that they articulate will not be pleasing to everyone. सबैले सुन्न पनि सक्दैन अथवा सबैलाई रुच राम्रो पनि लाग्दैन बट वी क्यान नट डिनाई द्याट द्याट पार्ट अफ आवर साइकी एक्जिस्ट देयर इज दिस ब्युटिफुल एट हन्टिङ सङ द्याट आई रिसेन्टली हर्ड वेल नट रिसेन्टली बट सिन्स द लास्ट पडकास्ट इट्स कल्ड केट मकेनन And it's written and sung by a singer called Colter Wall. And it's a very dark song where a guy who is in prison, jo jail ko kyuncha, katkara ma, not katkara, katkara is from court, jail ma, jail bitra sa, let's say, jo jail bitra basera. भनिरहेको छ कसरी उसले आफ्नो श्रीमतीको हत्या गर्यो भनेर इट्स रिटन सो ब्युटिफुली कसरी उसले आफ्नो श्रीमतीलाई पहिलोपल्ट भेट्यो कसरी उनीहरू प्रेममा परे कसरी उनीहरूले बिहा गरे कसरी एक एक पैसा जोडेर आफ्नो श्रीमतीको लागि चाहिँ औँठी किन्न डायमन्ड रिङ किन्न हरेक आफ्नो ज्यालाको भाग 13% जोगाउँथ्यो तर यो भयो यति मात्र भयो भने इट वन्ट बी अ हन्टिङ सङ इट वन्ट बी अ डार्क सङ इट टेक्स अ टर्न एन्ड हि सेज म एक दिन घर आउँदाखेरि मेरो श्रीमती घरमा थिएन माई डार्लिङ एन्जल वाज नट इन साइड सो जान्छ त्यहीँ जहाँ उसले पहिलोपल्ट आफ्नो श्रीमतीलाई भेटेको थियो त्यहाँ उसले आफ्नो श्रीमतीलाई अरू कसैको साथमा भेट्छ र त्यहाँ उसले आफ्नो श्रीमतीमा चाहिँ श्रीरथले चाहिँ तिन पटक गोली हान्छ सो इट्स नट लाइक हि जस्ट किल्स हर हि किल्स हर इन कोल्ड ब्लड हि शूट्स हर 3 times द सङ इज कल्ड केट मकेनन सो इफ यु ह्याभ टाइम देन लिसन टु द्याट एज वेल देन यु विल सी व्हाट आई एम टकिङ अबाउट द डार्क एस्पेक्ट अफ क्रिएटिभिटी channeling that dark side of creativity, that dark part of mind, that'll be there, but you try to ignore it because it's unsettling, it's uncomfortable, you might not want to hear it, you might not want to act on it, and for the most part you should not, but when you're expressing yourself, यदि आफूले आफूलाई एक्सप्रेस गरेर भने कुनै न कुनै माध्यमबाट पिपल चुज डिफ्रेन्ट मिडियम्स पिपल राइट पिपल सिङ पिपल डु मार्सल आर्ट्स पिपल डु अदर थिङ्स पिपल ट्राभल समटाइम्स लाइक जस्ट टु साइलेन्स दोज भोइसेस इनसाइड द हेड पिपल विल यु सी सम पिपल डु सो गो टु सो मेनी एक्सट्रिम पिपल विल डु ड्रग्स पिपल विल डु एडभेन्चर स्पोर्ट्स पिपल विल डु अदर थिङ्स टु बी फेयर देयर आर अदर रिजन्स वाइ पिपल डु दिस थिङ्स बट some people, some obsessive people or some people who cannot stop that thing inside their head, they will express themselves, they will find something else to express themselves, and you'll find that in writing, painting, and in this case stand up. But there are some people who will be miserable because of their thoughts. They will express themselves, but they will be miserable, as I said, Sylvia Plath. And there will be who will accept that. Who will accept that they are fucked up. Like I said, stigma, cigarette, beer, lira. He'll just curse at his audiences, Doc Stanhope. He'll just say, fuck you to y'all. Sob, you know. There's not a iota of sincerity there. There's so much cynicism. There's so much rage. There's so much disgust towards humanity and every single human beings. But when he expresses his disgust, when he expresses his rage, when he expresses his anger, it comes out eloquently, it comes out beautifully. And you can't just admire, you know, this reminds me of this Norm MacDonald's bit, another stand-up. He talks about like Hitler, and he says, you know, I asked the German people, why would they follow this mad guy? And the German people would say, oh, he was such a great orator. He spoke so greatly. But I watched his videos and he was just slankily. The way he spoke in the language that the people of Germany understood, German, ma. He made sense. It was beautiful to them. Although why it was beautiful, there might be other reasons, you know. It's not just the way he spoke. It was also the content and the time and the circumstances and other things. But still, even though he was talking some horrible shit, even though he was being racist or maybe he was being too conservative and he was playing this us versus them thing, but people loved him. Why? Because he expressed himself. And now I'm not saying Doc Stanhope is Hitler, or I'm not comparing him to Hitler, but the way he channels his dark side and the way he has accepted it and made it part of his personality. People, you can't help but be at awe with what he has done, with who he is. Doc Stanhope ko तीन चारवटा किताबहरू छ, मेनली तिनवटा छ. एउटा चाहिँ उसले अडियो बुक मात्र बनाएको छ, त्यो बाहेक चाहिँ तिनवटा किताब छ. वान इज कल्ड डिगिङ अप मदर. इट इज अबाउट हिज चाइल्डहुड एन्ड हिज रिलेसनसिप विथ हिज मदर एन्ड हाउ सी ह्याज बिन वान अफ द मोस्ट इन्ट्रिगल पर्सन इन हिज लाइफ. एन्ड देयर आर अल्सो सो मेनी डार्क स्टोरिज अबाउट हिज मदर, हर drinking habits, and him going to alcoholic anonymous meetings with his mothers, and it is pachi tya bata puri alcoholics sanga hang out garna sikya kura haru kati dherai kura haru cha. Even like the book, this is one of the most trickiest part about talking about real life events, is will it be considered spoiler bhanera. It talks about like how at the last hours of his mother's life, they helped her in like committing suicide, assisted suicide once. So that much messed up background bata aako manche. Usko arko kitab cha, Fun with Pedophiles bane. I've spoken about this book in one of my other episodes where I discussed the best books I read on 2021. And in that book, it's a collection of online conversations where he pretends to be a 13-year-old girl and chatting with sexual predators on internet, pedophiles, and how he plays with them, like tricks them. He pretends to be having like online text sexting with the pedophiles, and in the middle of it, he'll just throw like, okay, then I'll just chop your dick off, kind of. Out of the blue, like, horrible, dark stuff. Even the premise itself is very dark. And he also has written, This Is Not Fame. And today, while we're talking about fame, I'll base most of the things that I'll talk about on that book. And in this book, he recalls so many adventures that he's had in his life while doing stand-up, while being on the road, while being this character, although telling, like, saying it a character would be injustice, because he's himself. He's not playing a role, like, film ma chai gangster bhayera ani tesa set bata farkine bittike you don't become an actor. He's a drunkard, he's a perverted person, like, des ke bhanne tela messed up human being. But he's that on stage and off stage, and he talks about those messed up things. He talks about his dark thoughts. So, like, when I thought about doing this episode, I went back and looked his stand-up special called No Refunds. It's an hour-long stand-up special. It's available on YouTube, and you can search it, you can watch it. And there's this part that I cannot forget. He kind of makes a, like, talks about abortion and talks about dead babies. And he contemplates that, what if all the babies that were aborted, okay, someone, like, okay, imagine if you are a lady, you die at the age, maybe old age, and you go to heaven. And at the, like, gate of heaven, there's this, like, dead relatives, or, and among them is a fetus. Or among them are fetuses, I don't know. And he makes this face. I highly recommend it if you are the sort of person that can, like, watch dark stuff, dark humor, then this is one of the best bits that I've seen in a long time. Where he makes this face of an aborted fetus, and he says, do you remember me? I saw you had lots of fun. And such a disappointed look there, bani rahancha. Then the song starts to play in the background. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? Or would I know your name? What is the lyrics? What the fuck? Anyways, Eric Clapton ko, would you know my name? Okay. Ah, so he goes there, those sort of things. And then there's this bit about like people talking about pedophilia, and this he says that, okay, so many parents think that their child are fuckable and all. Like, who even thinks about it and then even goes further and goes on to talk about it? And also, there's something in, like, listening to this horrible dark stuff, like someone talking, like, in a humorous way, someone, like, creating setup and punchline, joke banayera chai isto dark stuff haruko barema bolirahudakhiri chai, you don't necessarily laugh from the same place that you hear, like, knock knock joke. You laugh, but it's a scared laugh, it's a scary laugh, it's such a uncontrollable, like, you don't want to laugh, but you end up laughing when you hear a normal joke, or you hear a stand-up comedy, normal, like, family friendly. Ani tyo wala comedy nu sundai chai, you want to laugh, you don't, like, even try to restrict yourself for the sake of, like, not hurting others. But there's something profoundly cathartic in some ways. There's something that comes from a place deep inside our psyche when we laugh or when we hear this sort of stand-up. And you can't expect it from someone who's faking it. You can't expect it from someone who's just performer and then goes back. त्यही भएर यो टिभी सोहरूमा सिरिजहरूमा कसैले स्ट्यान्डअप गर्यो भने चाहिँ इट्स नट द्याट गुड, त्यो स्क्रिप्टेडहरू. फर इक्जाम्पल, जोकर फिल्ममा पनि स्याम मरेल भन्ने त्यो स्ट्यान्ड अप कमिकले नै सुरुमा चाहिँ त्यो जोकरलाई बोलाउनुभन्दा अगाडि त्यो ओपन माइकमा चाहिँ इट वाज अ प्रिटी फनी बट जेनेरिक स्ट्यान्ड अप एन्ड इट्स फनी बिकज इट्स अ स्ट्यान्ड अप एन्ड द पिपल आर लाफिङ जेन्युइनली एन्ड देन द क्यारेक्टर अफ जोकर अल्दो या हि हेज प्रब्लम्स एन्ड हिज नट एक्चुली फनी नै त्यो प्रेमिस पनि हो बट इफ इट वर टु बी द्याट हि इज एक्चुली फनी देन इट वुड बी भेरी हार्ड टु पुल अफ वाकिन फिनिक्स एन्ड दिस रिमाइन्ड्स मी अफ द मुभी द्याट जोकर इज बेस्ट अर इन्सपायर्ड बाई हेभिली इन्सपायर्ड बाई द किङ अफ कमेडी रोबर्ट डिनिरो खेलावाला त्यहाँ पनि रोबर्ट डिनिरो प्लेज अ क्यारेक्टर अफ रुपर्ट पम्पकिन अर पपकिन एन्ड हि इज अल्सो स्ट्यान्ड अप कमिक हि इज डिलुजनल हि हेज मेन्टल इलनेस एन्ड हि डज स्ट्यान्ड अप कमेडी एन्ड पिपल एक्चुली लाभ बट इट्स नट द्याट फनी इट्स नट फनी सो इन अर्डर टु मेक इट फनी इन अर्डर फर इट टु बी फनी एज वेल देयर हेज टु बी समथिङ like it should come from a person not a performer at least I think that so I was thinking there are some people like I spoke about Charles Bukowski or Hunter S. Thompson so I'll just read to you Hunter S. Thompson ko your daily activity the daily schedule okay Associated Press-le euta article chapathyo. A Day with Thompson, Shivash Dunhill's Coke bhanne. Ra yaha chai Hunter S. Thompson ko daily schedule ko barema chha, how he goes through his usual day. Hunter S. Thompson's daily routine is both predictable and outrageous. It's not apocryphal, APOCRYPHL. I don't know how to pronounce that. According to E. Jean Serol's biography, Hunter, The Strange and Savage Life of Hunter S. Thompson. Okay, now we start. 3 baje, diusoka, rise, 3 baje ra 5 minute, Shivas regal with morning papers, Dunhill cigarette. I think it's a drink. Shivas Regal. I'm sorry if someone like drunkard is listening here and then what the fuck is this guy talking about Hunter S. Thompson and doesn't know about whether it's a drink or not. Hey, sorry. Only 3:45 PM cocaine. 3:50 another glass of Shivas Dunhill. Okay, glass one but see it's a drink. 4:95 and 4:05 wala. First cup of coffee, Dunhill cigarette. 4:15, this cocaine. 4:16. What the fuck? Okay, 4:15 ma chai cocaine. 4:16 ma chai oranges ra Dunhill cigarette. 4:30 ma cocaine. 4:54 ma cocaine. 5:05 ma cocaine. 5:11 ma coffee, Dunhill cigarette. 5:30 ma more ice in the Shivas. Okay, ice I'll drink gare. 5:45 ma cocaine. Saaj ko 6 baje, grass to take the edge off. Okay, he smokes weed. 7:05 ma Udi Creek Tavern for lunch. Khaja khana ko lagi. Okay, Heineken beer, 2 margaritas, 2 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries. A plate of tomatoes, coleslaw, a taco salad, a double order of onion rings, carrot cake, ice cream, bean fritter, Dunhill's, another Heineken beer, cocaine, and for the ride home, a snow cone, one is a glass of shredded ice over which is poured 3 or 4 jiggers of Shivas. Ratik 9 baje cocaine. 10 baje drops acid, okay, LSD. Ani 11 baje chai charterius ani cocaine ani weed, okay. 11:30 ma cocaine. 12 baje midnight. Hunter gets ready to write. 12 baje dekhi 6 baje samma chai charterius cocaine grass ani weed ba Shivas coffee Heineken. Clove cigarettes, grapefruit, dunhills, oranges, and gin. बिहानको छ बजे इन द हट टब च्याम्पेन खाँदै डब बार्स एन्ड फेटुसिन एल्फ्रेडो आई डोन्ट नो व्हाट द्याट मिन्स एन्ड देन बिहानको 8 बजे हेल्सियोन ओके आई डोन्ट नो व्हाट द्याट मिन्स 8:20 चाहिँ स्लिप ओके दिस इज द डे अफ हन्टर एस थम्सन ड्याम पढ्दाखेरि नै आई कान्ट गो इन्टर्नल बेन्डर जस्तो I became high when it was there. What do you say to these people? What do you say to this person? Who, like I said, Agiko previous quote, my sex, drugs, insanity happened to work for others or have worked for me, but I would not prescribe to others. Who says those things? And also you think like, so there are so many work that you think, okay, if they were not this messed up, would they create something like this? You couldn't, like, I think create unthyo hola ani, we feel sorry for that person, athwasi we feel that, oh no, they suffered, athwasi they were tormented, athwa they went through a lot, but for them, it was who they were and they cannot change themselves, so they don't feel the necessity to change, or they feel like they are perfect the way they are. And what can we do? There's this quote, this is not fame magic, which is a very good book, great book, on great Doc Stanhope play चिन्ने अथवा डग स्टानहोपको कमेडीसँग कोही फेमिलियर छ भने चाहिँ आइड हाइली रेकमेन्ड देम टु रिड इट र नचिन्ने कोही छ भने पनि इफ यु वान्ट टु रिड अबाउट समवन्स लाइफ समवन्स एक्सपिरियन्सेस विदाउट ह्याभिङ टु फिल द्याट नलेज हुन्छ नि हरेक कथाको अन्तिममा यो कथाको सन्देश यो हो भने जस्तो अथवा चाहिँ अन्तिममा चाहिँ मैले यस्तो वाइल्ड जिन्दगी बाँचेँ तर म लास्टमा सुध्रिएँ It usually happens with Hollywood biographies. If you don't want that to be shoved down your throat, if you just want to read about a person, who they are, without having to like see their redemptive arc, oh, pehla ma yesto thiyo aile yesto bhaye, fuck that, bhanera bhancha. Book ko introduction bhane bhancha, I've read through so many rock stars haruko biography. This is Doc Stanhope. I'm paraphrasing Doc Stanhope. He says, I've read to so many superstar, pop star, rock stars biography. And when you're 2/3 into the book, they start saying that. And then I thought I should get my act together. What the fuck? I don't like you because you took your act because you had your act together. I liked you because you're this wild motherfucker who did so many outrageous things. It's kind of... यसो सोच्दाखेरि अहिले सोच्दाखेरि चाहिँ इफ यु लिभ यु लाइफ बेस्ड अन द पर्सोना द्याट यु ह्याभ अमङ पिपुल एन्ड यु फिल लाइक यु निड टु किप अप द्याट पर्सोना बिकज द्याट इज द ओन्ली रिजन यु आर लभ्ड एन्ड इफ यु जस्ट लिभ इट अथवा चाहिँ इफ यु काइन्ड अफ क्विट इट एन्ड पिपुल विल नट लाइक इट त्यो भएर मात्र इफ यु किप अन डुइङ समथिङ देन देयर इज अल्सो द्याट इज अल्सो नट गुड बट इफ यु आर कम्फर्टेबल विथ द वे यु आर इफ यु आर ह्याप्पी इफ यु आर क्रिएटिभ एन्ड इफ यु फिल लाइक you are doing like you are living your life and you don't have much to complain about but you just change just because you might like someone else might want you to change then that is also not good so if you are content with yourself if it does not come from within but you are doing for the sake of someone else why do you do that Vandra Bansa And knowing Doc Stanhope, I was not surprised that he said this, but I loved that he said this, and I enjoyed the book thoroughly. There's this part in the book, at the end of it, like near to the end of it, that I would like to read now. And I chose to read this because, as per the title of this book as well, this is not fame. He's considered one of the greatest stand-up comic to ever do it. Like, one of the best, funniest person. Like, he's not considered among mainstream, like, sabbele chinja bhanne, you know, among the comedians, the people who actually do it, who are inside the business. And because of the different podcasts that I've listened throughout the years, I'm aware about the reputation he has for his stand-up, or as a performer's reputation. And people still feel that he did not live up to his potential. अथवा कुछ खतरा famous भएन, तर सबैभन्दा यस्तो talented छ. You somehow feel that they should be more famous भनेर you kind of want them to be, because you see other people who are अलिकति hacky टाइपको पुरै हुन्छ नि त. यस्तो जे पाए झुर झुर भएर, जस्तो नेपालमा चाहिँ this is a dig, what the fuck, fuck him. Like, the people who do, like, reaction video, or the Southern Shrestha type of stand-up comedian type of joke is churi ra pure. Like, the mass, like, that's it, slagne, or the khokro type of girl, say, bakor, dekhta khiri, you somehow think, why is not this person getting more attention, banera? But this person live their life, drinkers, and this person, they are, like, त्यो वास्ता गर्दैनन्, फेमको खोजी चाहिँ गर्दैन. दे फिल दिस अल इज बुलसिट, दे फिल दिस अल इज प्रिटेन्सियस. दे आर प्रोलिफिक, दे आर प्रोफाउन्ड, दे आर जेन्युनली फनी, बट बिकज दे डोन्ट केयर फर इट, दे डोन्ट लुक फर इट, यु सम हाउ इभन वान्ट देम टु बी मोर सक्सेसफुल. यु वान्ट लाइक अझै त्यो सक्सेसफुल होस् भन्ने चाहिँ आउँछ, बिकज यु नो दिस पिपल आर रियल, इन्स्टेड अफ सम पिपुल लाइक who may be faking it, or who may be just portraying a performance, portraying a role. So, here goes the quote. Sorry for the tangent. When I die, there'll be a small chorus of comedians who'll say it was sad that I was underappreciated and could or should have been so much more recognized. And if they die before me, I will say that it was sad that their own unquenchable desire to need more, get more, be more might have made them miss out on that one night that you had to cling to the driveway out of your brain on psychedelics to the point that you pissed your pants on purpose, leaving your wife to change you like a baby. You would have never taken the time to skip drunkenly into the ocean with Roseanne. You would have missed the time that girl from the band Bird Cloud peed on you. And you would have slept through that vacuum cleaner salesman's story in Alaska. It would not have seemed believable even if you were awake. Some of the best nights in your life will never make into your Wikipedia page. Stop worrying about your credits and consider enjoying your day. You die at the end. So, yeah. This is his outlook on life. This is how he views himself. It's all about stories. It's all about doing something, not because you want to be famous, not because you want to be rich or gain something. You just want to live. You just want to have experiences. That is his outlook. That is the way he looks at life. And I'd say good for him. There's this movie called Woody Allen's movie called Whatever Works, and this is what I'm thinking. Whatever works for you. Just sex, drugs, and insanity work for Hunter S. Thompson. Whatever works. If the suit fits, wear it. We spoke about fame and success, and how, like, Doc Stanhope fits into this without being famous, without being the successful in the popular sense of the word, because it's not that like he's very obscure as well. Like, most of his best friends are well-known comedians, or were, because some died of drug overdose, so they were also very funny, khatra talented. Like Mitch Hedberg, when a comedian, Divang Myers, who died of heroin overdose. And these other musician friends as well, just say they ended up killing themselves. And other friends like Louis C.K. कस्तो सब मेस्ड अप जस्तो दिमागमा आएर, तर ओके लेट्स जस्ट से जो रोगन अथवा अरू अरू पनि, तर लुई सिके चाहिँ त्यो के अरे मिठो मुभमेन्टमा चाहिँ एक्विजिसनहरू आएर हि जस्ट इट वाज अ डाउन इट वाज इज डाउनफल. अल्दो भेरी ट्यालेन्टेड गाई लाइक देयर इज दिस डार्क एस्पेक्ट अफ हिम एज वेल बट या. सो यु टक्ड अबाउट डार्क स्ट्यान्ड अप इन द कन्टेक्स्ट अफ फेम, बट is fame itself good? Is being famous, being super successful, you have its perks, you have its profit, not profit, what the fuck. Anyways, this ko afnai like good side or the cha, but is it worth it? I guess that is the real question. And talking about Doc Stanhope and his famous friends, like who would be more famous than Johnny Depp, especially oily as a, but still also Johnny Depp, fucking drug addict and messed up person in himself, like in his own right. So Johnny Depp sanga chai Doc Stanhope ekdam milne, ani he used to hang out Johnny Depp ko te arko euta maile audiobook ko rupma banako book banathe Encore for Donkey bhanne. त्यसमा चाहिँ लाइक हाउ टी टक्स अबाउट एम्बर हर्ड एज वेल एन्ड अल्सो अबाउट हाउ हि स्पेन्ड टाइम विथ जर्नी डेप इन हिज हाउस इन लस एन्जलस. सो दे आर एकदमै क्लोज, घरमै बस्ने ह्याङ आउट गर्ने टाइपको. सो हियर्स दिस लिटल एक्सेप्ट, आइ एम नट गोइङ टु स्ट्रेच दिस एपिसोड एज लङ एज सम अदर्स. सो हि सेज, आई वन्स आस्क जर्नी वल हि वाज सुटिङ अ मुभी द्याट हि आउटवर्डली हेटेड, why he still did all this bullshit when he was worth mega millions, why he did not simply retire. He said that it was because he employed 60 plus people who counted on him. There lay the trappings of fame. You can't quit because that would mean some Nicaraguan housekeeper who has worked for you for 30 plus years would be out on the street. I understood. I only have Hennigan and Charlie to worry about. Hennigan and Charlie are his comedian friends. And our wives. I know that they could also vibe on their own without me, but I know it's so much easier for all of us the way we are doing it now. And so much more fun. It has been a jumble fuck of fun. Every time I catch myself in that mental trap, rat trap of, I could have done so much more with my life. I realize I have done more with my life. I just don't remember a lot of it. You'd blame the years of alcohol, but the years alone will do it. You know plenty of peer my age who has not soaked their head in booze and for decades. Who hasn't soaked their head in booze for decades. And they can't remember shit either. People who tell you that you could have done more with your life typically mean that you could have done more with your career. They equate work with living. So yeah, this is equate work with living. How many, whatever achievement you had in your career, how many money, like how much money you earn, like kun position ma cha ke garyo. It is a metric that the world has given to us to compare each other. So the metric is fucked, athwa the preferences are fucked, but it is what it is. But you can still choose to say fuck you to that and choose to go through different paths. You can just decide what you want to do and leave instead of just do. He talks about like doing so much in his life but not being able to remember. And I just realized, or remember, let's say, that the subtitle of this book is From What I Remember. Usually, the celebrity or some like sasmaran or like memoir. So it's a wordplay. Not that good of a wordplay. This is not fame, or from what I remember, but makes sense in context of a drunkard who's always getting hangover and forgetting shirts. Talking about story and also trying to, I'm also thinking of how do I like attach that suruma bhaneko tyo Khalil Gibran ko poem lai, but let's just talk a little about story and then I'll try to add this. Talking about story and talking about him having experiences, he mentioned there that I lived through so much things but I can't remember, and whatever he remembers he writes in this. And one of the most funniest thing was, I remember उसले चाहिँ त्यो जबहरू नपाएको बेलामा अथवा स्ट्यान्डअप कमेडी मात्रै गरिरहेको बेलामा पैसाको लागि मात्र भएर, हि पैसाको लागि पनि होइन, जस्ट फर द सेक अफ एक्सपिरियन्स हि जस्ट वेन्ट एन्ड वर्क्ड इन दिस के फोन सेक्स कल सेन्टरमा राति, वेयर गे पिपल वुड युजली कल, एन्ड देन हि वुड जस्ट अब्लाइज देम इन अ फोन सेक्स एन्ड हि वुड गेट पेड बेस्ड अन हाउ लङ यु कुड रिटेन दोज पिपल अन फोन. So, like, he did not have to do it. He was able to make a living off of stand-up or doing all the things, but he just wanted to go to that just for the sake of story. And then he also realizes that his fans, who are such a devoted fans of his style of comedy, dark humor, they want to do drugs with him so that they can say, I have done drugs with Doug Stanhope. I have smoked, I have drunk with Doug Stanhope. And he also wants that, also, like, just I went through so many experiences, I also wanted to give the fans that experience. But he's so much cynical that he shits on band as well. And sometimes you also admire people whom you can't be, I guess. You admire, or you just, you are at awe with someone who's so out there. You cannot imagine yourself being that way. I see some people having tattoos all over their body, and they are not that good of a tattoo as well. And I think, what the fuck? How can someone do this? Not necessarily out of concern, not necessarily out of like feeling like regretful for their sake, but you just cannot fathom, how can someone be this much of a, like, this much free, I guess? I don't know. You are free to kill yourself, but just in a free type of sense, go free, but you are free to fuck up, you are free to mess up, but it's freedom nonetheless. So you somehow are at awe, and you can pity those people. Like I said, I mentioned this in my review, small review that I posted, a small, whatever you might call it, reflection. He was like an asteroid or meteor who just burned fast. Ekdamai chito tara, you can pity him that he burned through it so fast. He could have done so much more. By the way, he's still alive, but still, he messed up. Or you can just look at him and say, he shined a lot brighter than us. He lived a lot than us. He has lived more than us, and we have survived. Talking about the poem, that Wokwala poem. If you do not love your work, don't do it. In some ways, that has been the case with the podcast as well. Like, if you don't have anything to talk about, then just coming back and picking up a microphone and just sitting down. It did not feel right to this point, so here I am. And this feels good. This feels just right. And, like, relating to the relating the poem, the excerpt of that poem, to Doug Stanhope, it feels like he's doing stand-up special, he's doing stand-up comedy, he's drinking, he's smoking, he's doing drugs, because he likes it. He likes the entirety of it, he likes it whole. It's not that he's separating this, he's doing this. And he might, like, just to act straight out garera, straighten out garera, and tesi garera chai drugs khan chhodera athwa cigarettes athwa chai drugs garna chhodera, if he did comedy, he might be funny, but he won't think he's funny, or he might not be satisfied. And if I know Doc Stanhope, he for sure won't be satisfied. So, if you love doing something, whatever it might be, guess do it wholeheartedly. I don't know if I was able to actually summarize it properly, but that is the best I can do for now. So yeah, I was trying not to make a big deal out of my little gap in podcast, but I hope it kind of eased through it. It kind of, without making it like not a big deal, it kind of found a way just to cut through it and did not make it a boring or tedious one. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you're listening to it for the first time, then be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening and rate it. And then if you have something to talk about, then you can email me at unmarriedideas@gmail.com. So for this time, this much, I'll leave link to Doc Stanhope, Doc Stanhope's No Refund, as well as Cold Rewall's song Kate McKinnon in the description. So if you are interested, you can check those out as well. So yeah, until next time, adios.
Okay, so this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Motka Privilege. There's white privilege, there's Brahmin privilege, there is male privilege. These are all bad things, Anthony. You have got privilege on that idea, but this is a good one. So, Motka Privilege is a tea shop that's in Patandava Square. So, if you are at Lalitpur, Antishwasi, Kathmandu Valley, if you are near it, then go give it a try. Tell them I sent you. And you can have like the Motka tea by Alu. Rose tea, pan tea, hot lemon, normal tea, anyways, everything that you'd find on a normal tea shop. And it's a cozy environment. And if you want to know more about Motka Privilege, then I'll leave the link to their Instagram handle on my description. So yeah, go check it out. Thank you, Motka Privilege. Now on to the episode.